What's up, Clown Corps? HVK here. I apologize up front that the episodes were released a little late this week on Thursday. I'm sure most of you don't mind because, frankly, you probably forget this show even exists if you listen to it regularly until something new comes out. But as I said previously, V's not here, and I had some issues with this episode. So this is technically a re-recording. It's one of the reasons why everything is late. But we'll just get right into it. Perhaps, I'm being tentative here. I'm cautiously optimistic, if you will. South Park is being made great again. Or frankly, it's not even that South Park's being made great again. South Park seems to be going all in again on taboo subjects and not being afraid to really just irritate people that are frankly deserving to be irritated and really hit the subjects that kind of really get people riled up like they used to at their heyday in the early 2000s and everything like that, because they released a trailer for the new episode of their new season that should be releasing October 27th called The Panderverse. What is The Panderverse? Well, if you happen to look at the thumbnail for this, you'll notice that the four boys, the four white fourth grader boys, have been replaced by all black women. There it is. There's your Panderverse. It's going all in on the race swapping, the gender swapping, the out-and-out Hollywood and television pandering that has been going on. Not just, you know, it became mainstream to kind of recognize these things starting in about 2017, 2018, when people, you know, we're just kind of like, oh, whatever, it's just a reimagining. And then it really hit overdrive around like 2020, 2021, to the point where people are sick of it. And I'm glad that South Park is finally willing to go all in on subjects that they know would piss a lot of people off, because the left wing, the left wing types, the loony lefties, they are very loud on social media. And even though they are a minority of people, they can make a lot of noise. And this trailer alone has them screeching to the high heavens about diversity and inclusion and all those sorts of things. And I couldn't be happier, frankly. I think South Park is at its best when it makes fun of everybody. When South Park takes shots at everybody of all sides of something and just kind of makes them look ridiculous on all sides. And that's what we've gotten a lot with South Park over the years, right? Some of the great episodes really take something that they know is going to rub people the wrong way, but they make people laugh about it. One of my favorite episodes, just as an example, as a New Jerseyan, is when at like the height of the popularity of the Jersey Shore, New Jersey was slowly taking over the entire United States. So the holdouts in South Park that were like the last bastion of old United States teamed up with Al Qaeda, and they flew airplanes into all the New Jerseyans. Like, that shit was funny. That shit was taboo. That shit was something that definitely pissed people off, because it was like they're siding with Al Qaeda over New Jersey, right? Like, but that's when their humor is absolutely at its best. And I wanted them to return to that because they really played it safe the last 5 years or so, probably around 2018, 2019. They really kind of went quiet. The last good South Park season was when they introduced PC Principal. And even then, a lot of that got weird because everything started to be a joke about advertisements being everywhere. And it wasn't really a taboo thing to make fun of. Like, you're just making fun of the fact that literally everything has an advertisement. You load up a web page, the top has an ad, there's going to be a pop-up ad, there's going to be another ad on the side. Like, there's ads everywhere. Like, that's not really a funny thing to point out, in my opinion. They kind of went lame there for a bit. Like, they were afraid to touch these hot-button, burgeoning culture war issues, even though those culture war issues have been underlying for the better part of 10 years. And I assume that Matt Parker and Trey Stone probably knew about them, you know, back in, like, 2010, 2012, when like Gamergate and everything was first starting to go off, because people started pushing back against the cultural revolution, which is what made it a culture war. You should listen to my episode talking about that story in three parts if you want to see why I say it was intended to be a cultural revolution, similar American Maoism, basically. And they never really called it out. They kind of played it safe. And don't get me wrong, I love when they do stuff like they had Mr. Garrison be Trump. I thought that was funny. I voted for Trump twice, and I'm, you know, openly say that I'm going to vote for him again. And I still thought it was funny because Trump's an easy thing to make fun of. When then came COVID and they did the COVID special, and I was like, oh man, there's no way these guys don't make this funny. And they turned it into making fun of QAnon. again, making fun of Trump and QAnon is not really taboo, even among Trump voters. Trump makes it very easy to make fun of him, and QAnon is really easy to make fun of. So it's not really a taboo thing to mock the way they used to mock things that really would get under people's skin while also proving a really salient social commentary point about all the sides, not just one side, but all the sides, which is where you get the kids in the middle just kind of going, wow, adults are retarded. Yeah, they are. And they've largely played it safe with COVID. They never touched the BLM stuff, which they should have. They never touched the Antifa stuff, which I wish they should have. They have largely played it safe with a lot of things in the last couple of years, and now it seems like they're going to get back into that. I kind of fell off with South Park as a big fan of it just because it stopped being edgy, frankly. South Park, even though, despite the fact that it was on Comedy Central of all places, Comedy Central used to be edgy, was one of the only edgy shows on television that was actually willing to kind of poke the bear in all directions. When they stopped doing that, it really stopped being funny, you know? And then it just basically became another Simpsons. And I don't care if you're a Simpsons fan. Simpsons has never really been funny. I hate to tell you that. All the people that used to get really excited for, like, oh man, Sunday night or Friday night or Saturday night or whenever it aired. Who remembers? Who cares? Oh man, the new Simpsons episode. I can't wait and see what they make fun of now. It was never that funny, which is what makes the South Park episode of The Simpsons did it even funnier, because sure, The Simpsons may have done it, but South Park actually made it funny when they did it. Simpsons was never that good. Futurama, great show. Simpsons, not so much. So yeah, South Park is funny again, or at least that's what I hope. I'm cautiously optimistic. We'll see what happens with this whole Pandaverse thing. But it seems to be pissing off the right people, and it seems to actually be calling out something that is a cultural problem, and they are finally kind of wading into something that, in my opinion, they're long overdue for, and frankly, they should have been at the cutting edge rather than, like, you know, the following point. But hey, better late than never, I suppose. I'm HBK. That's all I got. The end.